Clay Travis, number of people in sports media voting Trump but afraid to reveal it staggering. By Amy Furr on November 3, 2020. The number of those working in sports media who are voting for President Donald Trump but afraid to say so is staggering, outkicks Clay Travis said Monday. How many people in all industries are like this? He tweeted. Travis later added that it was the most fascinating thing about this election to me, the quiet number of supporters. The most rebellious thing you can do is vote Trump because Trump has made the Republican Party the counterculture this election. It's wild, he continued. In a subsequent tweet, Travis asked if it was enough to win the election on Tuesday. I don't know. But I think it's going to be close and Pennsylvania is likely to decide it all. See you at the polls tomorrow, he said. Last week, notable pollsters suggested the polls may not account for so-called shy or hidden Trump voters, according to Breitbart News. A lot of people are going to vote this year who have been dormant or low-propensity voters. I think it's going to be at an all-time high, said the Trafalgar Group's chief pollster, Robert Cahaley. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D., voiced concern Saturday after he saw images of the massive crowd at the president's rally in Butler, Breitbart News reported. The president is popular in PA. I don't care what polls say. With 700,000 ballots still out there, you need to bank your ballot. Use a Dropbox. Get them in, he tweeted. An estimated 57,000 people attended the rally, according to the Secret Service. Many Democrats in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, are voting for Trump because their party has veered so far to the left, according to Republican County Councilman Sam DeMarco. I have had at least a dozen Democratic elected officials tell me that they are voting for Trump. They say they don't like where their party has gone, so far to the left. But as Democratic elected officials, they can't come out and say it, he told the Washington Examiner on Sunday. DeMarco also said that shy Trump voters most definitely exist in his area.